hiking in the dark. Why would anyone want to hike at night? Especially when you can't really see where you're going. And who knows what critters might be lurking in dark shadows. Why would anyone want to hike in the Sonoran Desert at night? Especially when the temperature is 98 degrees between 9 and 10 p.m. Why would Neil hike at night? The answer? In order to see, up close and personal, the desert hairy scorpion. The desert hairy scorpion. So this past weekend, I decided to try something that I've never done before. Take a hike in the dark. Two reasons for doing so. One, I love to hike, but I had never done a hike in the dark before. So this was a new challenge, which I could not resist. Secondly, I had never heard of or seen or learned anything about a desert hairy scorpion before. So my curiosity got the best of me. I had to explore. The nonprofit organization Friends of the Desert Mountains, especially the 280,000-acre Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National Monument, on certain evenings conducts a naturalist-led hike in the dark, one designed to introduce you to the desert hairy scorpion. This takes place at the jumping-off spot for the Art Smith Trail, located in the Palm Desert area of the Coachella Valley in Southern California. Here's what I learned, some interesting and unusual facts about the desert hairy scorpion. Fact number one, it's the largest scorpion in North America. It reaches lengths up to 5.5 inches. Fact number two, its hairy appearance. They are named for the sensory hairs that cover their bodies, which help them detect vibrations and changes in their environment, especially when someone or something approaches it. And this is crucial for them because they can't see or hear very well. Fact number three, unique habitat. Desert hairy scorpions are adapted to live in arid desert environments. They're commonly found in the southwestern United States, particularly in Arizona, California, as well as in parts of Mexico. Next fact, burrowing behavior. They are expert burrowers, creating extensive underground tunnels to escape the extreme heat of the desert. These burrows can be up to 8 feet deep. Next fact, nocturnal hunters. These scorpions are primarily nocturnal, coming out at night to hunt for food. Their diet consists of insects, spiders, and sometimes other scorpions. Next fact, fluorescent under UV light. Like many scorpions, the desert hairy scorpion has a substance in their exoskeleton that fluoresces under an ultraviolet light called a black light. When under the black light, the scorpion glows a bright greenish blue. Next fact, relatively mild venom. Despite their intimidating size, their venom is relatively mild compared to other scorpion species. It's not usually dangerous to humans, causing only localized pain and swelling. Next fact, long lifespan. These scorpions have a relatively long lifespan, often living up to 7 years in the wild. Next fact, sensory pectines. They possess specialized sensory organs called pectines, located on the underside of their bodies. These structures help them detect chemical signals and vibrations in their environment. Next fact, maternal care. Female desert hairy scorpions exhibit extraordinary maternal care by carrying their young on their backs until they undergo their first molt and are ready to fend for themselves. Females are very prolific, with a typical litter ranging from 35 to 50 offspring. Bottom line, there is so much to learn about the desert hairy scorpion. So interesting and so fascinating. I also experienced what it's like to hike in the desert in the dark.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.